Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. Joe Kent, who's head, Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center. He's a Trump appointee. National Counterterrorism Center is a federal agency. Jumping in to clarify about the level of vetting these Afghan soldiers got before they came here. Mm-hmm. He says, it is true that the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. was vetted by the intelligence community. This is him posting this to X. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor, integrate into our communities, or eventually become an American citizen. He says, during Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, his administration negligently used the vetting standard described above as the standard for being brought directly into the U.S., foregoing previous normally used vetting standards applied to special immigrant visas and any common sense vetting or concern for Americans. And he writes, as a result, over 85,000 Afghans, including individuals with backgrounds similar to the shooter, were rapidly admitted to our country. Now, listen to this. He says, it's not just Afghans. Broader immigration from Muslim-majority nations and regions surged under Biden. Listen to the number. I about fell off my chair. I didn't realize it was this high. With over 2 million individuals entering during Biden's term, often with minimal scrutiny amid record border crossings. This is a deadly combination. So what he's saying here is a lot of these Muslims or people from Muslim nations who are here, they showed up at the border and they were just processed quickly and then dumped into hotels. We learned over the weekend, Joe Biden had pressured various airports to create living spaces for them, spending millions of dollars to house them. We didn't know who they are. 2 million. Can you imagine?
Well, apparently the Biden administration didn't care who they were.
No, they didn't care. They didn't care. And look, they know when you're talking Muslim majority nations, all they care about is that Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at the highest rate of any other people on earth, 92%. But you take Shia Muslims. So Sunni Muslims, you get a lot of Sunni Muslims from Afghanistan. Shia Muslims come from places like Iran. They're still in the low 80s. So these are heavily Democrat populations. I think they just want to take as many as possible. They don't want to create records of who they took. They just let them go. Now, as the nation reels and says, oh my gosh, I mean, New York Post headline, 5,000 of those we took from Afghanistan. This is from a Senate report they just got a hold of, national security concerns about them. Were they deported? No, nobody cares. We kept them under Joe Biden. Okay, well, that's 5,000 of the Afghans. But I mean, how big is the problem overall? I can't play this enough times. This is earlier this year, Kristi Noem, on finding that the Biden administration had signed up at least 9 million illegal immigrants to have social security numbers illegally, including 6,000 terrorists, people either on our terror watch list or on international terror watch list or on other countries' terror watch list. So I want to just put in perspective, Lee, how big this problem is. It's so much bigger than just 5,000 Afghans who have national security concerns in their backgrounds.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens.
Yeah, you can't do that. So they were quietly hiding their illegal immigrant nation by giving them Social Security numbers. That kind of makes sense why they needed to give them the free phone at the border just to keep up with them. Here, have your Social Security number. Would you like some benefits? Yeah, we don't really care about your sketchy background from Bangladesh where you are running an ISIS outpost. Cool, fine. Here, want some welfare money? Hey, you know what though? Definitely sign up to vote when you're filling out the welfare application. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. So people, I don't think Americans fully understand. I mean, we've spent the whole weekend debating, you know, was he vetted enough? Well, he got more vetting than the 2 million coming over the border.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, that's true, but that's still not anywhere near enough.
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, I don't think people fully understand the level of the danger that we're in here. And honestly, I'm blown away. This hasn't blown sky high. I have played this audio for a few years now. Independent journalist Anthony Aguero discovered that the Border Patrol had been forced to go out there with a blowtorch and basically weld open a door in the Trump wall near Lukeville, where there was no crossing before, so that 700 to 1,000 Muslim men from Muslim nations brought in by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, could quietly file in from the desert. And it's very clear they didn't want them going over a known crossing where there was National Guard and a lot of cameras. Here's Anthony Aguero. And what he watched that summer, night after night after night, 700 to 1,000 Muslim men.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is called the Islamic Cooperation. And these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night, I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries.
Bill Malusian, Lee, with Fox News, would then pick up the story, went down there, started covering it.
Video our team shot in Arizona late yesterday afternoon. This is that Lukeville area we've been reporting from the last few weeks. More men from all around the world crossing illegally. Large numbers of men from Africa, countries like Liberia, Mali, Senegal, Guinea.
What he's not saying there, these are 80 and 90% Muslim nations. Mm-hmm. And remember the pictures. You can look them up today. Fox News did the coverage. There isn't a single woman among them. It's all fighting age men. Yeah. So the size of this problem is massive. And it's so bad that former assistant directors, directors of the FBI wrote letters to members of Congress, wrote, signed a letter saying, listen, we've got a problem because so many fighting age men from very sketchy places we can't background have now, come in here into the United States of America. And they said, look, who is crossing that border has changed. So we've got a massive, massive problem here. I'm surprised things haven't blown sky high. Meanwhile, over the weekend, former CIA officer and counterterrorism analyst Sarah Adams, who runs her own outfit, she's been tracking the terrorists flowing into our country, had yet a response to this, but yet another warning.
Yeah, I mean, the figure is there's about 8,000 to 10,000 terrorists who arrived here in the last 4 to 5 years. ISIS alone has over 3,000. Al-Qaeda says they sent 1,000 to do just their homeland attack. Joe Kent, when confirmed, said there was 1,400 Afghans with links to a terrorist group and 600 additional known people here who came through an ISIS pipeline. So those are some big numbers being thrown around when only 19 did 9/11.
That's what I always go back to when I hear these figures, that there were 19 people that perpetrated 9/11.
And that's what she was saying over the weekend. She's talking about Joe Kent. Joe Kent is, again, the head of Trump's counterterrorism task force, who's basically been warning that there's 8,000 to 10,000 known or suspected terrorists that have arrived under Joe Biden and the Democrats. And Al-Qaeda has bragged online that they sent 1,000 for homeland attacks, just for homeland attacks, not just to live here. So, I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg. I don't think Americans have any idea what it's like out there or what it's going to be like to try to clean this mess up as Democrats fight every single arrest, trying to keep them here. Because, again, they know they vote Democrat at a very high rate, and that's all they care about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.